I just wanted to make a reference here. You know, baseball is still on track to start spring training just in the next week, believe it or not.
Let's hope so.
And we hope. Baseball is hoping to have its season go as successfully as the NFL, the NBA, and NHL have shown it can be done. They've had, of course, some COVID situations, some cancellations, postponements, and things, but baseball on track. It's hoping for its full season. There was a story that came out, though, that I thought was interesting, and you had it in your sports pad, that baseball is going to change baseballs. Trying to cut down on some of the home run hitting that has occurred that's become more prominent in the past number of years. There's been talk about baseballs being doctored and things like that.
Right.
Major League Baseball says that it's planning a subtle change in a memo that was sent to teams last week. It cites an independent lab that found that the new balls that they plan to use will fly 1 to 2 feet shorter on average for any ball that's hit over 375 feet. Now, you talk about some scientific work going on here.
I know.
Well, 1 or 2 feet at that distance doesn't seem like a lot.
It doesn't.
Very low percentage.
But I'm wondering if it continues out past 375 feet, does it continue to drop?
Oh, well, that's
good. I'm wondering. And it also says here, and this could be significant, there are 5 more teams, which will bring the total to 10, that plan to add humidors to their stadiums yes. when they're storing baseballs.
Yeah.
Well, that's key.
Yeah,
because the humidity, I mean, the dryness, the moisture content of a baseball can significantly change its flight of being
sure.
far, you know, that's why in the spring and some of those cold months, those balls don't fly as well as you get into those hot, dry months.
Yeah.
So yeah, imagine that, adding a humidor.
Humidor, I know.
Just move those cigars away.
Yeah, right.
And put the baseballs in there. A 4-person committee of scientists was commissioned by Major League Baseball after the 2019 season to study, and it was found that baseballs had less drag on average than in previous seasons. The league does have a mandate. I did not know this. Are you ready for this?
Please.
The league has a mandate that all balls should have a coefficient of restitution, a core.
Huh.
Essentially, it's a measure of the ball's bounciness. It must range from 0.530 to 0.570. In recent years, they found that core has, well, gone to the higher end of the range. And so in an effort to better the balls, Rawlings, the maker of the Major League Baseballs, will be loosening the tension on the first 3 wool windings. The adjustment should bring the core down 0.01 to 0.02 and also lessen the ball's weight by 2.8 grams without changing its size. The effect will be it should not be on the pitcher's velocity, but it would be on the length a ball is hit at a certain degree.
Whatever they say.
Everything.
Who might argue?
That's some science there. I gotta tell you. I love it. Loosening the tension on the first 3 wool windings within the ball.
Well, it's nothing like in the old ballpark, seeing that ball sail over the outer wall at the top of the ballpark and go out of there. And it sounds like in our new modern ballparks, it doesn't happen all that often, does it?
Are you talking about completely out of the park?
Not as much nowadays.
And I think with the way that the new ballparks have been built, they're so more expansive.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Sometimes those old ballparks that were crunched into the cities where maybe they didn't have the complete length to get a ball completely out of the ballpark.
Fenway is one, and maybe the Giants, I think, when you can hit it into
Wrigley Field.
Wrigley Field, yeah.
Waveland Avenue or something like that?
There aren't many ballparks, though, where you can hit it out of the park.
I was a fan of that. I like to see that.
I did, too,
I'd rather than have them manufacture the ball so it doesn't go so far, I'd put some dimples in it or something so it goes further.
Oh, Dave wants it to go even more.
Absolutely.
Hey, remember the old Tiger Stadium? Anytime anyone went over the roof, that was always considered a memorable
shot.
Well, we'll see what happens, but baseball, engaging science and studies and the coefficient of restitution, hoping to have balls not leaving the park as much this season.
You know, and I think it's just because the science and everything and everybody getting stronger, they're trying to see if there's a way to level that out. Mm-hmm. Golf, are you listening? You listening? Please.
You think,
I just don't want to see a guy drive a ball 422 yards. And just
Bryson DeChambeau.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and that's all sports go through it with technology and the strength and the study of everything that goes on. A lot of parts are played in how the sports and athletes are competed today.